This is Paula.
And this is Elaine.
And you're listening to Short and Scary.
I'm like, what are we listening to? Okay. So, it's that episode where we talk about short... Wait.
And scary things.
Well, it's scary and it's supposed to be short.
It's always scary.
It doesn't... It's in no way describes me. Unless, you know...
Unless you piss me off.
Then she gets short and scary.
And then she's like, rah! It's like Tweety Bird, but with rabies.
It'll be like an Elaine episode, short and scary. Oh, a Paula episode. The story's got a little long. Ooh. You don't really call people long, though.
I like that long, tall drink of water.
That's true. I'm a long, tall drink of water.
What was that song about Long, Tall Sally? Long, tall Sally, she's... Sweet. No, you don't.
I just don't know. I know the song. Okay. Like, I know what you're talking about.
Like, why is she...
I can't think.
Because long and tall.
Maybe that's lying down and standing up.
Long, tall.
Because if you're lying down, are you long? And then standing up, you're tall?
So, if I'm laying down, I'm stubby. I don't know. But maybe that, like, that's like describing somebody who's very lean. Like, maybe long. Sally had a swimmer's body.
Okay. So I'm not long, tall.
No. And also, which made me think of Michael Phelps. God damn it, Michael Phelps. Like, if you go from toe up, you're damn.
Yeah.
That's, yes. And then you go to the neck and you're like, no thanks.
No thank you.
He is a male butterface. You know about butterface.
Oh, yeah, it's butter.
Everything butterface?
Everything butterface, yes, okay.
But his face.
I mean...
If he had a nice personality.
Shut the fuck up, because if a person's looks change, if they're nice...
I know! It's like when somebody's funny... Or smart.
Right, it changes the way they look to you.
But please just stay on the surface with me.
Thank you for asking for what you need. That guy would turn his mother's stomach. No, thank you. We will not get school portraits this year.
I'm surprised I'm not surprised because he's rich. And again, a majority of him is pretty fine.
Well, so he might know how to do everything right.
Sure. I don't want those chompers coming at my... Sorry. Giving me a hysterectomy. Okay, let's get back.
He'd get all the way in there.
Michael Phelps! Oh my God, okay.
At least there'd be no more of him. I mean, if he did that to the woman
that's
in his life.
That's true. His wife is very pretty. Mm-hmm. So, good for you, Michael Phelps. And to her... I mean, somebody had to do it.
But maybe she's a psychopath and he's the kindest man in the world. Like, you never know.
I was going to say, maybe he's super nice. Super nice and rich. Okay. So what were we talking about?
So our stories today have to do with... things from the other side.
Scary stories.
Ghosts.
With no logical explanation. Wait, you know what? We'll be the judge of that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so today, I'm reading. This person got tagged from the other side. And of course, my head is like tagged.
Like they spray painted her?
Oh, see, I'm thinking like tagged.
Like swatted
like
her
sexually
ass?
Sexually tagged.
Yes, one of our mutual friends at work yesterday, but he kept joking about swatting his ass. He is somehow so funny and not an actual threat. Like, there's just nothing like he's
creepy.
Right, like I actually enjoy it.
No, it's definitely a vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
Right? Because when somebody's just making a joke and their vibe is fun, they can make like a really inappropriate joke and it's funny.
Yeah.
But when the vibe is wrong and they make a joke, mm-hmm. it's now gross. Like
there was a person I was just telling you about.
Correct.
Like, for instance, this person, I'm leaving Schmerschmassel, and he wanted to make sure everything was okay between us because we were classmates, I'm frankly saying his name. And he had done this really stupid thing.
And
he lives on.
And his social security is.
But I'm not going to say his name,
Don't say his name.
But, and he had done this dumb thing where he got a bunch of people in trouble. And...
We're just narrowing it down.
So he wanted to make sure things were okay between us, and he's this very awkward person.
Yeah.
And I just felt bad for him. I'm like, you know what? Do you hug? Uh-huh. Like, it's... And then he answers me, God fucking damn it. Like, why do you have to make it so weird? He's like, I haven't been hugged in so long. And I just, I feel like, oh, fuck no. I don't even want to hug you. I was only being nice anyway. Get your weird energy away from me.
I retract my offer. Jesus.
Well, yeah, I wasn't, oh, God.
It wasn't because, like, you wanted to, ew, give him human touch. It's just gross.
No, I didn't. I felt like, well, now are you going to, like, shiver when my hand reaches your arm? Like, no, I don't want any kind of weird body movements that happen.
Is that a desperation in your pocket, or are you just...
haven't been touched.
Touched in anyways.
Okay. Oh, God.
Not that kind of tagged.
So, whereas one is funny and I want to hang out with them longer, even though what they're saying might sound more inappropriate.
Right.
Because of the vibe.
The vibe.
And then the other one...
did not pass the vibe check.
You just made a goodbye hug real weird.
Real weird.
Mm-hmm.
As the kids would say, he did not pass the vibe check.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hope this
Thank
story...
Thank you, kids, because
Thank
a
you,
kid.
Cats. Okay. A few years ago, a group of friends and I learned about an abandoned local cemetery. We go during the day to check it out. There are 30 or so gravestones ranging from 80 years old all the way down to a 5-year-old girl. Aww. The newest grave is at least 70 years old. Living in a young town, I realize many suburbs bear the names of these same gravestones. Mm-hmm. We decide... Excuse me. Jesus Christmas. It keeps going. Hold on. I'm sorry. Okay. We decide to return later at night and play hide and seek.
Ugh. Oh my God.
Not a good idea.
I wonder how old they were.
And also, I'm like, even when I was young, I'd be like, no thanks.
Well, I mean, you're hiding behind this tombstone or that one.
Right. And I'm really good at hide and seek.
Well, I'm sure you're better than I am.
And I can see where, like, Elaine probably went home.
Well, that's the other thing. I knew I heard a car start.
She probably went home, and I'm not. I'm, like, shivering.
The squeak of bicycle pedals.
When we arrive after dark, my perception of the area totally changes. Mm-hmm. What was scenic and sort of sad earlier now feels scary.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
Yeah, we all know this.
Right? Like, come on. All the graves are partially hidden by long grass and large dead trees surround the area.
Wow.
We pick someone to be it and proceed to hide. I don't hide particularly well, but I remain unfound for some time. This is my fear, see?
Mm-hmm.
Unfound for some time. So I lie near a fence in the long grass, playing on my phone. Jesus.
That's just ridiculous.
After about 10 minutes, I hear some grass around me move. This is Australia. So there's a chance it is, who am I kidding, it definitely is, something that could kill me.
Yeah, really?
Oh, definitely. Have you seen their spiders? Forget
no, that's
it.
Crazy out there.
They, like, knock on the door and ask to move in.
No, don't they have scorpions and things?
Yeah. Ugh. So I move into a more defendable position, yet stay hidden. This new position puts my back to a gravestone on the other side from where the body lays.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Another few minutes pass. As the wind picks up and the temperature drops by a few degrees, I swear to God, I feel someone touch my shoulder. The voice of a 5-year-old girl whispers right next to my ear, you're it.
You're it, mate.
You're it. Oh my God, how cute. A 5-year-old with an Australian accent.
I know, that'd be super cute.
But not ghost.
No.
Needless to say, I freak and scream like a girl, which also freaks my friends out. After a brief explanation of what happened, we quickly... Oh, so his friends were still there.
Okay.
They just, like, decided to not look for him anymore.
It's like, okay, 1, 2, 3. Didn't we have...
They probably went home. We quickly relocate to the entrance of the area to make sure everyone got out. Detail. The gate is downhill of the graves, so looking up, they're silhouetted. When we confirm everyone is there, one of the guys grabs my arm and points up the hill. And I kid you not, we see the outline of a little girl in 20-style clothing skipping around the headstones. Fastest I've ever run
in
my
life. Oh my God. In 20-style kids' clothing.
What,
like,
is that?
What would that look like in silhouette? That would be very, like, that would be...
A bonnet? Do they wear
definable
bonnets?
Definable.
The kids wear
Oh,
bonnets?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But, like, the silhouette would be enough to tell you what decade.
Right. Jeez, fashion merchandising degree?
So, maybe they were college.
Oh, is that a bonnet? No, it's not. It's Australian. I don't even know how to do an Australian.
Is it a bonnet?
That was an English guy that had a stroke.
Which I do confuse with Australia.
You are a master.
Thank you.
Of characters. Add that to your resume.
Thank you. I think I will.
Shit.
Was that your phone?
It was my phone. I farted it out of my ass, apparently. Okay. So, that's all for Short and Scaries, but don't forget, Patreon members, get another one on Patreon. Mm-hmm. And if you're not on Patreon, I mean, you gotta get on to get that.
Gotta get on. Get a sticker. Get the content.
And all
get
kinds
the novel.
Get the novel.
Is that $10 or higher?
Yeah.
The novel, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally worth it.
Oh my god, more than worth it.
All right. Have we convinced you? I think we have.
Bye.
A lot of you already know that our Patreon just went live and we're so excited about it. But we also know that some of you are probably wondering, if I already get the podcast for free, why be a patron?
Well, if you're already enjoying the content we have now, being a patron can give you even more of the same and a few awesome extras, like another completely secret podcast that you get to help us produce at the $10 tier. Just saying.
Ask not what your podcast can do for you, but what you can do for your podcast. You belong to us now. Check out our $1, $5, or $10 tier, and $100 if you're feeling extra generous.
Your monthly donation can help us create more of what you love and allow us to plan for our dream of a cross-country tour so we can see all of you live and in person. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is, again, go to patreon.com/waitwhat
with 3 A's.
Or if you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, you know what to do. Click the link in the bio.
Link in the bio.